The U.S. presidential election is getting closer. The latest average of major polls shows Democrat Hillary Clinton leading Republican Donald Trump by 3.3 percentage points, according to RealClearPolitics.com. On August 10th, that same average of nine polls had Clinton up by 7.7 percentage points. A new poll Wednesday by CNN ORC had Trump ahead by 2 points, 45% to 43% among likely voters. Larry Sabato is director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. He said, "The tightening is natural." Sabato said it is because the bounce Clinton received in polls after the Democratic Party convention in July has gone. Sabato said Clinton still leads in most of the important swing states that will decide the presidential election. Swing states are states where both Democrats and Republicans have a good chance of winning. There's no guarantee she will win, but the odds currently favor her, Sabato said. In the United States, the candidate who wins the election is not always the one who receives the most votes. The election is decided by the Electoral College. Each state has seats in the Electoral College. States with larger populations have more seats. Trump was very happy about the new CNN poll showing him leading among likely voters. Earlier CNN polls had him losing to Clinton. Their big poll came out today that Trump is winning, he said. It's good psychology. I know that for a fact because people that didn't call me yesterday, they are calling me today. So that's the way life works, right? A close race might increase the importance of two minor party presidential candidates, Libertarian Party candidate Gary Johnson and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. In the new CNN poll, 7% of likely voters support Johnson, 2% back Stein. Those low numbers for Johnson and Stein are surprising because large numbers of voters say they doubt whether Trump or Clinton would have the ability to lead the country. A new 50-state Washington Post Survey Monkey poll showed these results. 55% of registered voters say a Clinton presidency would threaten the well-being of the United States, and 61% say a Trump presidency would threaten the nation's well-being. Nate Silver heads the political website 538.com, named for the number of voting seats in the Electoral College. He still thinks Clinton is leading, but he says he is less sure than before. The reason Silver is not sure is that so many voters, about 20%, are telling pollsters that they are undecided or they will vote for a minor party candidate. Silver gives Trump better odds of winning than most other experts who use polls and other information to predict election results. But he said there is also a significant chance of a Clinton landslide or win by a very large percentage. A close race could increase the importance of the four televised candidate debates. The three presidential debates will probably be for only Clinton and Trump without the minor candidates. The fourth, for the vice presidential candidates, will probably just be for Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine. The first presidential debate takes place September 26th. The election is November 8th. Sabato, the University of Virginia expert, said it is possible a very good debate by one of the candidates or a major mistake by a candidate might cause people to change their opinions. But usually, Sabato said, voters watch debates with their opinions already settled. I'm Bruce Alpert.